Welcome to 2023 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
The average amount forgiven in the PPP, the pandemic loan program, average amount forgiven was $70,000. Now, a kid making $60,000 trying to pay back his bills, asking for $10,000 in relief? Come on. The hypocrisy is stunning.
On Friday, President Joe Biden criticized Republicans for opposing student debt relief while having Paycheck Protection Program loans forgiven during the pandemic. Last week, the conservative-led Supreme Court agreed with Republican plaintiffs that the administration lacked the authority to wipe out up to $10,000 in student debt per borrower, $20,000 per Pell Grant recipient. With loan payment bills set to start coming due again after a pandemic pause, the administration is considering other ways to give borrowers a break. But Education Secretary Miguel Cardona said the high court ruled against 40 million working families and added that equity and access to higher education have been set back.
Today, the court substituted itself for Congress.
On Face the Nation, former vice president and 2024 Republican presidential hopeful Mike Pence endorsed another recent Supreme Court decision ending affirmative action in college admissions.
We're all going to be judged not on the color of our skin, but on the content of our character, and in this case, on our GPA.
Democratic Florida Representative Maxwell Frost told MSNBC he's incredibly disheartened by a blow the Supreme Court dealt to LGBTQ plus Americans. The court ruled free speech allowed a business to refuse service for a same-sex wedding, despite a state anti-discrimination law. Frost pointed out that the website developer at the center of the case was never actually asked to create a site for a gay wedding.
That decision was based on something that hasn't happened. It was based on a hypothetical that came from the mind of a bigoted lady who was in that case.
Over the weekend, 2024 Republican presidential hopeful Vivek Ramaswamy told a Philadelphia crowd his education policies would include ending the Department of Education.
I will not just reform that administrative state. That's in many ways a false promise. We will shut it down, starting with agencies that should not exist, like the U.S. Department of Education.
Ramaswamy pledged to redistribute its budget to charter and private schools and make it more difficult for public school teachers to join unions. Former President Donald Trump was also at the event and called for banning gender-affirming care at any age.
And I'll get this through Congress. I'll ask Congress to send a bill to my desk prohibiting child sexual mutilation in all 50 states. We're going to get that.
The Washington Post is reporting that Trump also pressured former Republican Arizona Governor Doug Ducey to overturn the 2020 election results in that state. Trump lost Arizona by fewer than 10,000 votes, less than one-third of 1%. I'm Alex Gonzalez for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our A-Trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.